You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
Play 'em pretty, fingers. Play 'em pretty for Papa. Now, if everyone listens to the words of this little song and does what they says, believe me, the world can't go wrong. Anyone can smile when life's a song, but who can smile when trouble comes along? You'll find the one that's worthwhile is the one who can smile when everything is going wrong. Everyone has troubles of their own, so keep your troubles to yourself alone. Go on and smile all the while, and you'll soon forget your sorrow. Smile all the while, never mind about tomorrow. You should worry, smile, though you're broke and you even have to borrow. Tears for years and years have gone out of style, so smile all the while, just smile. Now play 'em pretty, Papa, play 'em nasty. Boy, ain't that mean. Come on, fingers, get low down and whip 'em mean. I said for you to smile all the while, and you'll soon forget your sorrow. Yes, that's fine. All the while, you'll never mind about tomorrow. You should worry, smile, though you're broke and you even have to borrow. Tears for years and years have gone out of style, so smile all the while, just smile.
Monday's gladness, Tuesday's sorrow. The next day is full of ecstasy. Oh, now I never know what the night will bring when I awake each morn at the dawn. Whether I must cry or whether I must sing, oh Lord, why was I born? My heart is full of devotion, but through cloudy skies I now realize. Now you control my every emotion with just one look into your lovely eyes. Now I'm happy today, but I'm sad tomorrow. What a life for me. Monday's gladness, Tuesday's sorrow, but the next day is full of ecstasy. Thank you. through clouded skies I now realize. You control my every emotion, oh, with just one look into your lovely eyes. Now I'm happy today, but I'm sad tomorrow. What a life for me. Monday's gladness, Tuesday's sorrow, but the next day is full of ecstasy.
It's burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreaming, the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power. Now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Oh, yes, it's Radiola, all right. Nobody else does an opening like that. in their right mind, I should say. This show is, it's sort of, I'm going to call it the mood swings, because I've been playing on my mood swings all week, and I'll let you play on them for a while tonight. Art Gillum, Smile All the While, 1925, on a nice new Columbia. I played that about a year ago, but there's a new copy, and it sounds really good, and that's a great recording. And he has fun. He's scatting before Louis Armstrong got that on record too. So why not? Let's have some revisionist history here. Lil Armstrong, Louis' first wife or second wife, I think. The first one I think was disappeared. But Lil was his second wife, and she married him in Chicago. And her swing orchestra, Happy Today, Sad Tomorrow, and That's How I'm Feeling. And I'm happy right now because I'm doing the show. And that was from 1938. Mostly pretty much Decca studio jazz guys in there and accompanying Lil. And she wasn't even playing her own piano, which was interesting. But she was singing, and I think she had a hand in writing that song, from what I could tell on the label. This is indeed, that's what it usually is. It's it's like a weather at this time of year. You know, you get a thunderstorm one day, next day it's clear as a bell, just beautiful. Willard Robeson and the Ipana Troubadours, led by Sam Lennon, our theme every week. Wake Up Chillin', 1929. This is Radiola. I am Andy Senior, and I am I like to settle on one mood and stay with it for about 15 minutes, and that might just work. But this show will be, it will seem interesting to you. And it's good stuff, though. But there's an undercurrent, as always, in my life. But it's not a bad thing. It's just, we're all just humans on this planet. As far as I know. I'm not going to take a chromosome test, but I know what I am. Frank Black and his orchestra. By the way, this show is available. Playlists are available at radiolablog.blogspot.com or radiolarhythm.net or radiolarhythm.com. If you type Radiola into Google, you may get a site, and you may assume that I fix radios, which I do not. And I'm glad another guy does, because it's good. That's a good service, but this is what I do, and it's hard work. It's hard work that I wouldn't do if I had to get a check for it. Frank Black and his orchestra, Franklin Bauer on Brunswick. It's 1,000,000 to 1, You're in Love. That's from 1927.
Thank you. A million hearts beat quicker there. No skies of gray on the great white way. That's the Broadway melody.
The Plaza Band, that was actually a Harry Reeser group, and apparently that's Jerry White singing Broadway Melody, and that was recorded in 1929. That was pressed on Edison Bell Winner in the UK, but that was a that was an American recording. I think on Banner or something, but it was a was certainly they, and I had to play that at 80. They really there was no speed indication on that, as there sometimes is on those British records. Before that, King Oliver, and you can't help but think of the Garbage Man when this stuff is on. Call of the Freaks, 1929. Before that, Frank Black and his orchestra, Franklin Bauer. It's A Million to One, You're in Love, 1927. And this is Radiola, and it's A Million to One, this is Radiola. maybe it's a million to two. I'm not sure. Depends on how many of us there are here. And I'm Andy Senior, and I'm feeling like a million, but I'm only 50. And here's Frank Munn. Speaking of feeling like a million, 1926, and this has an ominous title, but it's really not a bad song. Just like most of our things in life, they're kind of mixed. Let the End of the World Come Tomorrow. Oh boy.
Today, for the first time, you told me what I have been longing to hear. Today, for the first time, you kissed me. At last, I know you're sincere. I know not or care what tomorrow may bring. Today, love is king, and that's everything. Let me be by your side, let me see you satisfied. Then what do I care for tomorrow? Let me steal a kiss from you, let me feel you love me too. Then what do I care for tomorrow? Let me crowd a lifetime in just this one day, a lifetime of love, then I'll gladly say, let the end of the world come tomorrow, as long as you love me. Today.
let me crowd a lifetime in just this one day. A lifetime of love, then I'll gladly say, let the end of the world come tomorrow, as long as you love me.
All my pain. If you only try to agree, you you can knock me down, treat me rough, and even kick me. Black both my eyes, but Daddy, please don't quit me. I'll scrub, wash, and even my son, if you'll only come back to me.
Now, Mama, when the rain turns to snow and it's 90 below, that's when I'll come back to you. When I have nothing to eat, no shoes for my little feet, then I will think that you've been through, which I know that's a lot. You may have somebody else, I'll agree, but baby, you lost a gold mine when you lost me. Now when your hair drags the ground and bucks are flying around, then I'll come back to you, baby. Yes, dearie, Papa, then he'll bout face and come back to you.
Armstrong and Lil Armstrong singing apparently on that, and she is playing the piano on that side. That's when I'll come back to you. Maybe not when the end of the world comes, but yeah, there's something that seems like a rather definite statement. Before that, the Williams Sisters. This again sounds like an ominous title, but it's actually a very happy song. Nothing Else Matters Anymore, 1927. Wayne Allen accompanying them on the piano. The other side I'll have to play, too. That's that great recording of Sam, the old accordion man, but this is a side nobody ever plays, so I'm playing it today. Why not? Frank Munn, Let the End of the World Come Tomorrow, 1926. Well, just let it. We'll see if those Mayans were on to something. And this is Radiola, and I'm on to something. I'm not on something, per se, except on life, I suppose. Although with beer, all things are possible, and so is Radiola, and I'm Andy Sr., and I am a visual representation of that statement. The Oriole Orchestra, 1924. A smile will go a long, long way, and so will an accordion, and you'll hear one. Thank you. Broadway Bellhops, that's Irving Kaufman singing Hi Ho the Mario, As Long as She Loves Me. And I think Lannon was, directing that thing, or one of those guys, generally a Lannon group. But great stuff from 1926 on Harmony. And occasionally we find the Harmony that's somewhat delightful and playable, and we will play them on this show, because we'll play anything we like. That's our rule of thumb. If we like it, we'll play it, as long as it's not, as long as it fits stylistically and thematically in the whatever show I'm putting together. The Castlewood Marimba Band, and that's a copy of a record that I've had for years. The copy that I had years ago, though, had a bite out of it, so I had to pick this one up recently, and it was easily available. Nobody wants this group, but I like it. And for some reason, I love this tune, 1923, Steal a Little Kiss While Dancing. And, that's petty larceny, depending on who you kiss, I suppose. The Oriole Orchestra, that's Russo and Fiorito's group. A Smile Will Go a Long, Long Way, and it should start now, 1924. I'm smiling to keep from punching somebody. Oh, what a week, what a week. I'll tell you about it. Maybe I will, maybe I won't, but I'll just keep you in suspense for a while. It involves somebody trying to jam with me while I was on a gig. And it was rather unfortunate, but it was just more feckless insouciance on the part of the other people there. I know I'm doing the best job I can, and it's just the other people that wind up screwing me up. Ada Jones, Poor John, 1907. That was pressed on Aretino. So here's sounds like a sounds like everybody's mother, as far as I'm concerned.
myself a lucky girl, I know. But I'm engaged, but still somehow I don't think so. John, that's the name of my fiancé, you see. There's no mistake, he's very fond of me. He took me out for walks, and oh, he was so nice. He always used to kiss me on the same place twice. Often in the park, we would sit and spoon, and I was oh so happy till the other afternoon. John took me round to see his mother, his mother, his mother, and while he introduced us to each other, she weighed up everything that I had on. She put me through a cross examination. I fairly boiled with aggravation. Then she shook her head, looked at me and said, "Good John, good John." She said, "Young gals today are all for outside show. The clothes you see may look all right, the rest don't know." What she was driving at, I soon made out. My style of dress was too refined, no doubt. Then all at once she gave a sigh and cried, "Oh Lord, I wonder what on earth he wants to marry for." That was quite enough. Up my temper flew. Says I, "Perhaps he's so that he can get away from you." John took me round to see his mother, his mother, his mother. And while he introduced us to each other, he weighed up everything that I had on. He put me through a course examination. I fairly boiled with aggravation. Then she shook her head, looked at me and said, "Poor John, poor John."
Everybody sings of the sunny south. That's the song that clings to the singer's mouth. They ragtime it and boost the climate way up to the sky. I never cared a lot for the Swanee shore. There's another spot that I'm rooting for. I've been there and I must declare it can't be praised too high. If I had my way, I'd always stay in Florida among the palms, with its peaceful air of I don't care and lazy atmosphere that calms. My one favorite pond is a pond free, and all I want is someone just to rest in my arms. I'd love to live among the bamboo huts, the coconuts. There's something in the climate that charms. Heaven's corridor, sunny Florida, home of the sheltering palm. Florida was named very prettily by the man who claimed its discovery. He spent hours among the flowers and called it God's land. And nature seems to sigh, it's my favorite. That's the reason why heaven gave her it. It was born from a diamond worn upon an angel's hand. If I had my way, I'd always stay in Florida among the palms, with its peaceful air of I don't care and lazy atmosphere that calms. My one favorite haunt is a palm tree, and all I want is someone just to rest in my arms. I'd love to live among the bamboo huts, the coconuts. There's something in the climate that charms. Florida, home of the sheltering pond.
Shannon Four, and that was on regular, you know, Vertical Path A, 1920. That was a bit of choice political incorrectness, although I love that. I don't know. I'm not going to apologize for that. It's not too bad, really. Ching-a-ling's Jazz Bazaar, and it's a fun record. I have to say it. I don't mind that so much. Before that, Irving Kaufman in 1916 with an earlier Irving Berlin song. Well, he was established by then and was making some money, but that's one of his less well-known selections, In Florida Among the Palms. And you can tell that's Irving Berlin because he does all kinds of crazy things with rhymes, including enjambment, which you can look up in the dictionary, and I'm not gonna tell you what it means, but he does all that stuff. Irving Berlin was an interesting songwriter even then, and he could twist the language into balloon animal shapes, which I am of course eternally grateful that he did, because that was his main genius, as far as I'm concerned. He was the equivalent of Cole Porter, and Cole Porter realized that. So they had a good mutual respect, which is good when other musicians respect you and don't play the bongos on your gig. Oh my God! So they don't really go with theater organ, I'm afraid, but that happens sometimes. But I'll get over it in a year or two. I'll be fine. Before that, Ada Jones, Poor John, 1907, and. I guess other people have problems too. I have no problems. I'm Andy Senior, and I'm the happiest guy. And you know, considering the weekly disaster that I have to endure, and that wasn't even it. I'm the happiest guy I know. I really am. So don't suggest any medication for me. I'm self-medicating, and I'm just fine. And this is Radiola, and this shows the power of self-medication at its finest. Although that comes later in the evening. So this radiola continues. Normally I play a more modern thing, but I was very lucky recently to get a copy of something called A Night at Coffee Dan's, Parts 1 and 2. This was on a Brunswick in 1928, and I had a copy of it, which was used, I think, in the infield by a minor league ball team. But this copy I just got from Kurt Nauck, and you should check them out at 78rpm.com. Check out their auction stuff and their resources. They're great resource, as always, from Kurt. But this is the nicest copy of this I've ever found. Frank Shaw, and it says Les Poe on the piano, but I think Tom Gurunovich is on the first side here, playing about 3 seconds of swing, real hot jazz. But this is the most natural and fun recording I can think of. It is a blast, and I'm going to play both sides. So let's start with side one here, Frank Shaw, A Night at Coffee Dan's, Part 1.
Well, well, everybody seems to be very happy tonight, and we have some very charming customers with us. It gives me very particular pleasure to have a great big Coffee Dan reception for a very lovely group of customers representing the Pasadena Sewing Society. And over here we have a very celebrated citizen. A little applause for Mr. Lucas Craigmore, Superintendent of Sewers of Little Rock, Arkansas. We have a lovely, beautiful group of Salt Lake City campfire girls without their scoutmaster. Take a bow, girls. That was the home of that famous statesman who said, "I don't care how many you bring, as long as you bring them young." A lovely newly married couple coming down the stairs, clean from Pittsburgh. A little applause. Sit right over here, folks. My name is Shaw. I work here. I get $200 a week.
How much?
$100 a week.
Are you sure?
$40 a week.
Wait a minute. Are you positive?
Please, my nerves. I owe the firm $7 and a half. I was going to do a little number dedicated to the International Photographers Association of Schenectady entitled, "Many a Negative Girl Has Been Developed in the Dark Room." But I see we have among the guests tonight that eminent recording conductor, Tom Gurunovich, and some of his boys. Five musicians and a piccolo player. They didn't expect to be called on, so they brought their instruments. I'm going to ask the boys to play that beautiful number entitled "The Return of the Swallow" by A. Belch. I'd like to have the customers kindly drag each other around on the floor with no extra charge whatsoever. Everybody struggle. The customers will kindly segregate and take their pews. And now we have the treat of the evening. We have that very, very brilliant chiropractic soprano, Madam Ivan Awful Itchy. She sings in all the joints. You must know that she has a beautiful voice, as she was 17 years with the Metropolitan Laundry. Come on, madam. Come on, Itchy. Scratch up a little number, please. This must be good. Madam, please, back to the laundry, madam.
Let's have the area!